أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at mnemonics, which is the methodology to be able to memorize the names of the surah or the chapters of the Quran in order. Today we will look at mnemonic number 16. And the focus point here for mnemonic number 16 is literally two. One of them is 104. Now, if you can imagine that surah number 4 was Nisa, which is women. Now, if you imagine there are 104 women, then there'll be one big gossip session. Remember, this is not looking at men or women. It's just talking about a methodology of remembering things. All human beings have this trait. Surah number 105 is also a focus point where you think of an elephant who has five limbs. Basically, it's four legs and its tail. So you think 105, you think elephant. Right, let's look at the mnemonic so we're able to understand it. It felt like my heart was squeezed when I heard the gossip about me. So squeezed is 103. Asr, it says time, but time, the time of Asr squeezes the day into the night. So it felt like my heart was squeezed when I heard the gossip about me. 104 is gossip. We did the focus point. It was like an elephant had hit me. That's 105. Like the Quraysh who refused even a plate of food. So squeezed, Asr, gossip 104, which is Surah Al-Humazah. Elephant is feel, which is 105. So it hit me like the Quraysh. Quraysh is 106. And these were people who refused even a plate of food. Forget about the food, but even the plate. And 107 is ma'un, which is in essence your daily necessity. So I go back again. It felt like my heart was squeezed when I heard the gossip about me. It was like an elephant had hit me, like the Quraysh, who refused even a plate of food. So they even refused a daily necessity. Inshallah, we will look at the last mnemonic next time, which is mnemonic number 17. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.